Hey, everybody, welcome to the program. The Time Stood Parley Show with your host, Eduardo.
First time doing this.
Weird.
Hello.
At Derek on TSPN, that's me, Derek. At Hutz Magruder, that's Chris. And Brother Ron, no Twitter, the smartest in the room.
Fuck that threshold.
We have a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight, and we're going to do that. So just let it happen to you.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out the rest of our content, though, tspn.com.
Lay back, relax, and
just let it happen.
The dulcet tones.
Just let it happen.
So enjoy.
So who watched Vivarium?
I have seen it.
You have seen it. You did not. You on protest.
I filled him in on the way.
I think I'm going to, but as I told Chris before the show, if this week's show would have been next week, I definitely would have. But I wasn't able to squeeze it into my schedule.
Right.
And
well, and you have something against the Eisenberg dynasty too.
I will explain.
You don't like that little Pepsi girl?
It is equal parts the Eisenbergs as much as
related?
It is
Are they actually
the trailers that I watched of the movie, but I'll get into that, but yeah.
Is that his mom?
The little
Pepsi girl?
No, that's his little sister.
Oh.
His little sister?
Yeah.
Holy
like
shit.
Like 5 years younger or something
wow,
like that.
I'll be damned. He's older than I gave him credit for. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought he was the younger of the two, but he's like 32 or something now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow.
But he still looks like he's 16.
I liked Eisenberg in The Social Network, and I liked him in Zombieland. I think that he doesn't have a ton of range, and I think that his range worked for those roles.
You'll like him in Vivarium if you liked him in that.
Can we pause for a second? We've mentioned like 3 or 4 different things Woody Harrelson's in without mentioning Woody Harrelson, and that's fucked up.
That's true.
That's true.
Cheers.
That's really
Zombieland. Like I was gonna bring up True Detective a few minutes ago, but it just there was no
That's
insert
crazy.
Point. Like
Woody Harrelson is one of those
man.
Is one of those guys that you never like. I don't know, and I was too young, really, I guess, to kind of realize like the like stardom trajectory. But when I saw him on Cheers, I was like, he's on Cheers. But then he had like this big movie career that followed.
Yeah,
White Men Can't Jump.
White Men Can't Jump.
And The Cowboy Way. I mean, these were big movies then.
Yeah.
He was in. Was he in the most recent Planet of the Apes movie?
Yeah,
or was
I think
the
so.
The second one. I get them confused.
I don't remember for sure.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
But
I haven't seen
solid,
any of the new ones either.
They're honestly not bad.
Oh, no. I saw the Marky Mark one that was like the remake.
Oh, I saw that.
And Wolf. Then I
the
saw
the Burton one. Yeah, there you go.
I saw the one
the
after
Franco
that,
the Franco
like,
one
that went back in time.
With John Lithgow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that
show.
One too.
It really was.
Yeah.
The new Planet of the Apes ones, the post Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Aren't too bad.
No.
Right.
Tim Roth was decent in the Wahlberg one, but even then it was just because it was Tim Roth chewing the scenery in a monkey costume. But,
I thought all the monkeys.
Paul
were
Giamatti
good,
was in.
Paul
that.
Giamatti yeah, man, plays the orangutan. Yeah.
There's
Jesus,
another
so
dude.
Michael Clark
always,
Duncan.
He and Stanley Tucci both always
Duncan,
on point.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, all the apes are really good in the Tim Burton version,
except Helena Bonham Carter. Sorry.
Yeah, but she's not good in anything.
I'm not a big Helena. The only time I enjoyed her work was Fight Club.
And not even that
much. I thought she fit that
character
so well.
I was talking to a coworker today, actually, about
her. But her character was not likable.
My whole thing was, I haven't been fucked like that since grade school. That was the only role that I've really seen her in.
That was such a rough change, too.
Upon watching the movies for the second time ever, all of the movies, I will say that she was good in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I would concede that.
Yeah,
she's decent in Harry Potter
because she plays exactly what she's supposed to be. She's a disgusting witch who kills
children.
Right.
Is it children?
Yep.
Do they kill children? She kills children, right?
Well, she tortures. She tortures Longbottom's parents.
Yeah,
and she kills. Whatever, Sirius Black.
Yeah.
Really? The werewolf?
Gary Oldman.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Like he's not a werewolf. He can turn into the dog.
Yeah, okay.
He's not a werewolf.
They make a distinction.
Thewlis
is
the werewolf.
To bring him
Thewlis
back up
is
again.
The werewolf.
Yeah, he's the werewolf, Professor Lupin.
Yeah.
So I just Jesus, they didn't see that shit coming?
I just watched.
Dude, everything in Harry Potter is as subtle as a kick in the dick.
I never read the book. Like, I just. I haven't read the book. I was too old to pick that up when the first one came out. I was 15 or 16, I think, when the first book came out, and I just wasn't quite.
The first
it was
book
out
reads
of your,
like a kid's book.
Yeah, yeah.
By the time you get to the last
I didn't
book,
even know it was.
It reads like
I didn't
an
even
adult
know
book.
Existed.
It's very interesting. The way that they transition through the series.
Well, it's cool because the fans got to grow up with it.
Exactly.
Fan right, of the show, Aunt Lori, was reading it to her kids when it came out. I think her son was 8 when it came out. And I was just too old to be Harry Potter.
Therefore, yeah.
So prior to watching any of the movies in their longevity, I had only seen all, the bits and pieces of the movies on ABC Family when I worked at the In-America Hotel. So I had no idea in what order I had seen any of the movies, and I had no idea what happens in any of the movies. But I had seen bits and pieces on ABC Family in the middle of the night when I wasn't working. I would just sit on the chair and watch them on like ABC Family with commercial interruption.
Mm. Without being and a then, book reader, I would say they were done pretty well. I thought they were all well executed.
So I dated this girl named Samantha, who, shout out to Samantha, because she does watch this sometimes.
Am I the only one of us that's read Harry Potter?
I think so.
Yeah.
I read one book, the first book.
I'll probably read them tomorrow,
when
it comes around.
Oh, I thought you said tomorrow.
She sat me down and made me watch all of the movies from beginning to end. This is before Fantastic Beasts came out. So I watched them all from beginning to end, and I was like, hey, that wasn't as bad as I thought, and I kind of got an idea. And then recently, recently as in, like, last week, we started at number, which one is the Goblet of Fire?
Number 3.
Four.
We started at 4, because she didn't want to bother with all the kid shit.
Yeah.
She wanted to start with Goblet of Fire, because that's where Voldemort comes back, and... Which is, I mean,
three would have been a good starting point. Azkaban's good.
It's he who should not be named,
right?
Yeah,
right.
But the first two are really those are.
But
the movies follow a similar trajectory to the books. Where the first movie is really a kid's movie, and by the end of
Cedric
it,
Cedric fucking dies in it, man. You know, and it's fucking brutal. And so we started with 4, and then we watched up until. She'd seen the first Fantastic Beasts movie, and I hadn't seen any of them. So we watched all the rest of the series, and then we watched the Fantastic Beasts, which was... I actually ended up liking...
In regard to Harry Potter?
Oh, please don't read them tomorrow. Yeah.
I actually ended up liking Fantastic Beasts, which I thought I would hate them. I actually thought they were fine. They're fine.
Yeah.
But I had some issues, though. With the movies upon my second actual rewatching, which was with Mad-Eye Moody.
Oh, the plot hole that you talked about.
Yeah, I'm bothered by it. I don't like it.
There's a lot of plot holes.
So when I first watched those movies, so keeping in mind...
Because you didn't read the little bit in between that they didn't put in the movies where they went... What did you say? Did they go to Hawaii?
Yeah, they
went to Maui or something.
They summered in Hawaii.
Yeah,
so
they almost demand
and Potter and Potter.
No, you can't.
Gobstopper his eyeball.
I've been since because I posted a thing about it on Twitter. God damn it! And I've been I've been since corrected.
Beer down.
Here you go.
Christ! Even my son has read the Harry Potter books.
Well, you're not talking to a big reader, sorry.
So I've been since corrected, though, that my issue is only with the movies, and in the books it's not as bad. Because my issue with the movie was upon my second watching.
Can you grab me a bowl?
This is my second rewatching of it, so I have not seen. So I don't know all the story. So my second rewatching, though, I noticed that in the movie with Mad-Eye Moody, which is Goblet of Fire, number 4. I thought the first time I watched the movie that he was Mad-Eye Moody until a certain point in the movie where obviously the other guy takes over for him and he's drinking the polyjuice potion.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the whole movie, when you watch it, Mad-Eye Moody is building this relationship with Longbottom and with Harry and with all the kids. And you're like, oh, there's a lot of depth to this character. And then in the next movie, Harry's obviously just cool with Mad-Eye Moody, and they have like this relationship.
He picks up where they didn't leave off, right. Because he's been in this
right.
Chest,
no, hold on,
in a hole.
You're killing me. And then the movie after that, fucking Moody dies, or maybe the second two movies after that, Moody dies for Harry off screen. They did him dirty.
Doesn't everybody death. Die like yeah, in but the he Deathly dies
off.
Did,
but he dies
didn't they kill
off
one of the twins?
I don't remember.
And that's in the last one.
Oh, I don't remember which
it's
one
in the last
gets
one.
Killed, but yeah,
it's either George or the other one.
Well, you just have to say one of them.
So anyway.
One of the twins. I don't remember the name of
them. So anyway, yeah.
Fuck.
Upon, Weasley kids.
Yeah.
Upon rewatching Goblet of Fire, I saw that, no, he did not build any relationship with him because he was in that fucking chest the whole time. That means that dude who was impersonating...
That's how Harry Potter is building his relationship.
He builds this entire relationship with Harry Potter in the next movie that is pick up where they left off, even though Harry was just building this relationship with this fucking psychopath who's pretending to be Mad-Eye Moody.
So all Harry's memories of Mad-Eye is just
fucking
kind of
David.
Like
is all of his memories of Mad-Eye are just what relationship he built with David Tennant.
No, it's like I said, there's a lot of stuff in both the books and the movies that you really they demand you not think too hard, because if you do, it spirals out of control pretty quickly.
Yeah,
my big problem with them is
at the end of the day, it's children's fantasy.
This lady who wrote them,
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, she comes out like every couple of months and just throws out some weird shit. Like, yeah, Dumbledore was gay.
She likes
really.
Okay. Revisionist history as much as George Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. Yeah, you're right.
Very much
like
so.
Dumbledore, yeah.
Very much so.
Like the putt from the rough.
Yeah. She's like,
or like that thing about wizards just shitting on the floor.
Nothing's finished with her. She'll
yeah,
rewrite.
What was that about?
Yeah.
Exactly.
There'll be new chapters.
She'll have an idea 20 years after the fact and be like, oh, fuck, yeah, oh, by the way, this, and I totally meant it the whole time.
Well, you've
guys.
Seen those memes, right, where it's like nobody, absolutely nobody, and then it's like J.K. Rowling, oh, yeah, they also poop on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
Yeah.
But no, I imagine somebody was like, hey, J.K. Rowling had some issues. How come Harry has this really good relationship with Mad-Eye Moody, even though he was building it with David Tennant in Goblet of Fire and not Mad-Eye Moody? And she was like, oh, well, the explanation is that Dumbledore was gay the whole time.
See,
you're like, that didn't help me, though.
That doesn't track.
The one that I always go to, and I can't remember for the life of me which one that it's in, but it's the... I want to say it's the second one. The first time that they go to Diagon Alley. Mm-hmm. When Harry fucks up throwing the stuff into the fire, and he doesn't say Diagon Alley.
Yeah, he goes...
Diagonally.
He goes, Diagon Alley.
Because he can't fucking speak, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And... if he literally went diagonally, he would go up into the sky away from the house that they're in, or he would go up into the sky, or he would go down into the earth. It's the most, like, hackneyed bullshit.
Right.
I need to figure out a way to get my character to this place, so whatever, here we're
also,
gonna do this.
He mumbles.
Yeah.
Also, Diagon Alley is already a fucking seedy part of the magic world.
Yep.
You don't need to actually make up anything. You just have them go to the place that they're supposed to go, and that's already a seedy fucking underworld part of the goddamn wizarding world anyways.
Yeah,
you don't actually need
Diagon Alley.
Yeah, you don't need any fucking stupid explanation for it, because it's later determined that all of the goddamn weirdos hang out in Diagon Alley.
So how about the
that's probably where I'd be.
Again, the revisionist history with Fantastic Beasts, where at the end of the Harry Potter series, it's like, oh, fuck yeah, Neville kills Nagini. He murdered that fucking snake that was evil and blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, wait, never mind. It wasn't an evil snake at all. It was just some sweet lady.
Some sweet little Asian lady.
Yeah, man. Like, it undoes a lot of the oomph to the end of Deathly Hallows and stuff, because it's not this evil snake being. It's, in a lot of ways, it's not a lot different
than
Greedo shooting first. It's like you change so much about the actual fundamental story by changing that aspect.
Right.
It's unacceptable.
A real good story would have been to turn her back from the snake being and redeem her instead of just fucking chopping her in half.
Right.
Yeah. Oops.
Weird.
Oops.
Yeah.
JK, you're not the best.
No.
You just made a shit ton of money, and I'm proud of you.
It's interesting, though, after, you know, reading the books, like I said, not only do you get the progression from them being obviously children's books to being young adult, towing the line of adult books, but watching her progression as a writer and how much more effective of a storyteller she becomes mm-hmm. over the series is actually interesting.
It is impressive.
It really is. It's commendable, in, you know, aside from all of her bullshit.
Another thing that she did that was a lot like George Lucas, too, though, is that she maintains and still does to this day that she had that she had Harry Potter completely planned from beginning to end.
Fuck that.
And it's absolutely not true.
Yeah.
And George Lucas did not.
It's like George Martin's Annie has...
Yeah.
Song of Ice and Fire planned out. Like, you had a 10-page treatment of what you were going to do.
Yeah.
But things have changed, obviously, because you haven't finished the fucking books.
Right.
Or Patrick Rothfuss with his... Did you see that thing from last week? Or, like, 2 days ago, his editor was like, I haven't seen a word of book 3.
No.
And they... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, it's fucking absurd.
Wow.
And...
What book is that?
Fuck that.
It's the Kingkiller Chronicle. It's a fantastic... The first two books are awesome. But he said they're all three written, and they're going to get released in 2007, 8, and 9. And they're the prelude to the real story. Mm-hmm. And the first book is awesome. Like, it's a really solid, like, this is my first book, and it's good stuff. The second one drags a little, but it's still good. And it's a framed narrative, everything, but there's no way he can finish it in three books, and each book takes place during a day where he's telling the story of being young and yada yada. But his editor came across, because somebody wrote another one of those, this the author is not your bitch kind of thing, mm-hmm. articles. You know how those go. They always come off so pretentious and stupid. It's
a fan service-y type.
Well,
negative, but also,
like, I'm going to lick this actor's balls.
Right, right.
Like, no, fuck that dude. I mean, like, it would have been different if they hadn't given him a bunch of money up front and been promised. Like, it's been 9 years and not a word. And he's a dick to people when they're like, hey, how's the writing going? Yeah. And, like, at least George Martin isn't a dick about it. Mm-hmm. He's just like, I'm working. Yeah. And
no, dude.
Lawrence but, like, Bastion just fucking finish the book.
I've always said that I would write... Oh, sorry, you're wrong.
No, The Empire Strikes Back. The twist of Star Wars about Vader being Luke's father. Yeah. Lawrence Kasdan had as much to do with that as George Lucas did.
Right.
Like,
right.
He did not plan that shit out. You're 100% right.
And neither did J.K. Rowling, though. That's the thing, though.
Not at all.
She had... But she maintains...
Dumbledore was not gay when she wrote the first
book. She maintains to this day, though, that she
wrote... all the pussy.
She wrote that entire series. Which is funny. It's like, if you would just tell us the truth that you wrote those on, you know, each one had a different... You know, had a different twist as you went along with it. You know, a different thing. That's actually more impressive, dude, that you came up with this whole series.
Adapting on the fly, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's actually more impressive. And so she's like, no, I planned it from the very beginning. Well, no, you didn't, though, because there's so many fucking holes with it.
Yeah. Well, have you read any of Lucas's original stuff? Like, he had 9 episodes planned out, but there wasn't... By the end of the first movie, it wasn't what...
I still would maintain that he wrote those after he wrote the first movie and shot it.
He could have. I still maintain
that he... Dude, that dude fucking kisses his sister.
Yeah.
I don't think in a million years George Lucas was going to make them siblings.
And it's not like a peck either.
No, he
soul kisses.
I don't think in a million years he thought he was going to make them siblings. But quite literally,
this is how you kiss a woman. Yeah. Bam.
Like, and then I think at a certain point he was like, oh no, it'd be really cool if I made them like twins, the siblings.
Yeah, everybody needs to be a secret Targaryen.
And then children.
That. So much fucking that. Not everybody needs to be a Targaryen, for Christ's sake.
Not everybody needs to be a Skywalker.
Nope.
Ray didn't need to be a Palpatine. I like Ray, though. I think she was fantastic. Damn. But I like the Palpatine family. I'm a huge fan of the Emperor. I'm a fucking Empire apologist.
You know what book I got into, which wasn't really, you can't really classify it as book, was the Star Wars chronology that went into, like, the cloning and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, one of the more interesting parts of the... the Palpatine thing was the cloning piece of it.
I would actually watch Skywalker. Like, I...
Palpatine thing.
I could write a fucking lengthy think piece on the reasons that
I think you should.
I'll
go opposite on it.
I thought it was great the first time I watched it. I'm not a person who turns off movies, and I almost turned
off. Yeah, I've heard you sing
multiple
but
times.
I feel that way about every J.J. Abrams movie. They're all good the first time you see them. They're fun. They move. But you watch it a second time, and you're like, this whole thing doesn't fucking make sense.
That
like,
was the first J.J.
There is
J.
no plot.
I hadn't watched any previews for The Rise of Skywalker
not
at all.
Not enough lens flares.
I refused to watch any previews for The Rise of Skywalker. So when I watched it, and Emperor Palpatine is in it, which, by the way, Emperor Palpatine, Darth Sidious, is my absolute fucking favorite character of the entire series. When I saw that he was in it, I was like, oh, yes!
Good.
I was like, oh, fucking fantastic. Plus, I love that he's like this like dismembered body and he's like a puppet on this thing. I was like, oh, man, that's fucking rad. I love it. So, I don't know. I didn't hate the movie. I didn't care.
The actor is awesome. Every interview I've seen, Ian McDermott.
McDermott.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
There's nothing redeemable about him. I hate him, but
he's
love playing him. Like,
but the
he's
thing
got
is,
to play him for 50 years.
But the thing is that, I mean, what could they have done with that movie? The second movie,
biggest problem is they could not have done anything with that movie because you have The Force Awakens, which is your soft reboot to reintroduce people to Star Wars, cleanse the palate from the prequel series.
Mm-hmm. And it was good.
It was good.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't great. It didn't reinvent the wheel, but it was good. Then you have The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi comes out and it's like, oh yeah, everything that we set up in the last movie, it's
kill the,
not
kill
actually
the past.
Important.
Right. Kill
we're going to go ahead and we're going to go forward with this. But then they go to the next movie, and the next movie says, you know, actually what happened in movie 2, we're not going to go with that. We meant to continue on from movie 7. And you literally have a trilogy of movies that invalidates the previous movie every single movie.
So here's
it's
the
fucking exhausting.
So here's the real problem with that, though. Here's the actual problem with that, is that fanboys watched that second movie and bitched and fucking moaned about that movie.
No.
And yes.
Yeah.
Let me finish the thought and then you say no.
They did, but I respectfully disagree already.
You don't even know what I'm going to say. How could you possibly?
Because you didn't mention Kathleen Kennedy. That's why.
I need a gavel.
Ding!
They did that second Kennedy. Movie. Rian Johnson completely fucked up the storyline. Fanboys went out of their way to fuck the movie. So rather than, and so instead, because
Abrams wasn't planned for 3, right?
No,
I was just
Rian Johnson was supposed to make 3.
He was. So, but then fanboys freaked the fuck out.
Colin Trevorrow was supposed to do 3.
Was he?
Oh, was
he? Yes,
he was. So, but fanboys freaked the fuck out. But instead of going in, but instead of letting the movie take the course it was going to take by somebody different taking the third movie. Fanboys freaked out. So then J.J. Abrams jumped back in and goes, oh, well, we better make sure we fix all of this so that we appease the fanboys.
J.J. Abrams didn't do that. Kathleen Kennedy did. Kathleen Kennedy set out to make a Star Wars trilogy with no end plan. She has openly admitted it in multiple interviews.
Well, and that's what happens.
Where Star Wars failed.
But that's
my 14-year-old is telling me this all the time.
But that's what happens when you get three different directors to direct movies. Though
you can do. There were three different directors for.
Do you have a YouTube channel? My son watches.
And Return of the Jedi.
Right, but George Lucas was behind it all, though. I mean, he still was there.
And Kathleen Kennedy was behind all of this. When you create a,
that's what happens when you put a woman in charge.
that's debatable, but. When you set out to create a trilogy of movies and you literally don't know what the end result is supposed to be, that's what you get. You get three movies that continually invalidate all of the.
But here's my question. But what happens though when Rian Johnson steps in and does the movie and fucks it up? I would have liked to have seen what Colin Trevorrow does, though.
I would have been interested to see what he did. The biggest problem with Rian Johnson was that Rian Johnson. It has admitted it. If you watch some of the supplemental footage that's on The Last Jedi Blu-ray and stuff, Rian Johnson specifically set out to make a Star Wars movie that wasn't a Star Wars movie.
Right. What are his previous credits?
He did Brick. He did Looper.
Looper and Knives
great
Out.
Great movies, honestly. Yeah, he did Knives Out. Knives Out
Brick,
was great, too.
Brick, was that the one with...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Right.
Yeah.
But was that the one he was in with Viggo Mortensen? or
I don't think Viggo Mortensen was in that, if I remember correctly.
There's one with
no Ryan Johnson.
The trick answer to that is Viggo Mortensen should be in every movie.
He should. Ryan Johnson,
what a trooper!
It's not that Ryan Johnson is untalented; it's that he was not.
He's
not a Star Wars movie director. They should have never let him write and direct a Star Wars movie in the first place. And on top of that, even if they were going to let him do it, somebody, Kathleen Kennedy specifically, because she's the fucking person in charge, should have said, no, we like the idea of you subverting people's expectations, but you can't make a movie that completely undoes everything we set up in the previous movie. Like, she is the she needs to be fucking fired 5 weeks ago.
I'll agree. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah,
so.
they tried to make her the Feige of Star Wars, and it was a mistake. You can't put somebody like that in charge of things.
And I'll agree. I didn't know any of that, so I'll agree. But I do feel like there was a lot. I do feel like a lot of what they tried to fix in the third movie was trying to appease the people that were pissy about the second movie.
Two words, course correction.
And we've said that.
That's what they were trying to do.
Ward and I said that in a little sidebar. Like, you have to stop fan servicing.
Right.
I don't care if that's the whole basis, because that's the whole basis of Star Wars, is toys and fan service.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So like, I'm invested in that. I don't need to buy
the
Lego.
So what they should have done with that second movie, once it came out, is they should have been like, all right, well, Ryan Johnson, you already fucking did this. You got to do the third movie.
Go back.
Do what you... Like, let's finish out your thought now.
Go back and watch The Force Awakens. And from a screenwriting perspective, because you're somebody who writes... Mm-hmm. I mean, you write your own comedy and shit like that, so you understand the fundamentals of writing. Mm-hmm. Go back and watch The Force Awakens and see what pieces they leave to be worked with in the next movie.
Right,
then
I know.
Watch The Last Jedi and tell me what fucking... That movie is written like the end of a trilogy, not the middle.
Mm. Well, no, and I agree. Yeah, I mean,
and there are a lot of people who defend it because there are good points. My friend Gary, one of my best friends, he and I go rounds about The Last Jedi because he really likes it. And he, while he agrees with the points that I make about it, he overall disagrees that it's a bad movie. And I think it's an objectively bad movie.
I mean, I do feel like if the middle one, I do feel like if it was the final of the trilogy, it would have been fine.
Yeah. It would have ended on a somber note, but yes, it was an ending.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been an ending, yeah.
No, it's Kathleen Kennedy, man. They need to fire her ass fucking a long time ago.
She's been attached to
Lucasfilm?
Lucasfilm or something. She's been attached to movies for a long time.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah.
I've seen... Because
she was attached to a lot of the fucking Indiana Jones shit.
Yeah, she was. Exactly.
Even the original, like, way back then.
She was a producer on the old Indiana Jones movies, yeah.
And it's probably... She can walk in the room and be like, I'm Kathleen Kennedy.
And it probably should have been a thing from the beginning where they went, hey, J.J. Abrams, you're doing all three of these movies, too.
They should have. Even those, even as J.J. Abrams movies, they would have been better than what we got.
She's probably just lost touch.
See, but I don't. So I guess I don't get the dislike for J.J. Abrams movies. There's one that I know I don't like, which is Cloverfield. Well, I did not like that movie.
There's some redeemable qualities to that
movie. But watching any of them a second time, like the Star Trek ones.
T.J. Miller's good.
Yeah.
There's no cohesion. Like, there's no payoff on anything. It's just like, you know what? We're gonna run some more. Let's all just run some more. It's like Tom Cruise wrote it.
Yeah.
Like, let's run.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Oh, we're gonna run again.
I mean, I love the first Star Trek movie.
But I love every Mission Impossible movie. Every one of them.
Oh, I don't think there's a Tom Cruise movie I don't like.
There's a couple of those Mission Impossible movies.
Was it?
There's a couple of those Mission Impossible movies that I think are trash.
It wasn't bad.
Any of the Simon Pegg ones?
No, but the
Simon Pegg, ever since like Simon Pegg came on board, like the new, like one, two, three, I think three
so
was
kind of...
those
are the reboots.
Dude, the one with Henry Cavill is one of the better action movies I've seen in a while. That was a great show.
Yeah, that fucking mustache was a tough hill to die on.
I would say MI2 and 3 are trash. I don't like them at all.
Isn't 2 the one where they have the, like, they're racing at each other on the motorcycle?
Yeah,
that was garbage.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
But they switched off of what they were doing.
John Woo directed that.
Really?
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You couldn't tell.
The Doves.
Like Doves
that
stuff.
Was but the most John Woo movie like that's face, been made outside
face
of
Face Off, except for I thought it was no Face Off.
Yeah, it was an homage to himself.
Okay, that's, even that's even fucking
you,
worse.
You guys talk about people sucking their own dicks. Oh, that yeah. whole movie is John Woo blowing yeah. himself.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, I saw it in the theater 3 times. I love it. So
Mission Impossible 1, I love the movie. I love the twist. I mean, I love
the whole way that movie works.
There's that whole scene. You remember the scene in The Lion King when at the end with the fire when Scar and Simba are coming at each other?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He like mirrored that scene with the motorcycle scene when he and Tom Cruise and yeah. fucking what's his name Man. Crash.
I think Brian De Palma did the first one, didn't he?
It was so John Woo-y that I literally thought it was just an homage to
That's
him.
It's almost a satire. Yeah, no,
right? John Woo-y. Like,
holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, I remember distinctly not liking MI2 and 3.
Yeah.
Three was
Philip Seymour Hoffman was good in it.
And, yeah, I don't think any of them.
He's good in that.
I think Brian De Palma, John Woo. 3 was J.J. Abrams. 4 was Brad Bird, and that's where it got really good.
Because of Terry Russell.
So 4, yeah.
And 3.
Four was when I really started getting back in the series and being like, oh, this is a good series.
In my mind, Brad Bird is a top 5 director.
Isn't he Incredibles?
Incredibles and the Iron Giant.
Yeah.
And the Iron Giant. His animated work is second now, to the none. Incredibles Ratatouille. I can watch Ratatouille, and there's nothing in that movie that I should like. Zero things in Ratatouille should I like, and I love that movie.
What's her name? Rebecca Ferguson, the British gal. Is 4 the one that she showed up in?
I don't remember.
Sorry. Because she's great.
This is nice.
If you haven't seen Dr. Sleep, she's the villain of Dr. Sleep, and she's fucking phenomenal.
I like that.
Isn't this nice?
Yeah. See, what they were doing for the first 4 was it was supposed to be a different director every time. So it was going to be like a totally different movie.
Yeah.
So like the first one was Brian De Palma, then John Woo, then J.J. Abrams, then Brad Bird. And then since Rogue Nation, Christopher McQuarrie's been doing them all.
Every one of them.
And I don't know what else he's done. I'm sure he's got a
Ghost
great
Protocol.
No, to give you an idea to
oh,
to
he did The Usual Suspects.
Since you didn't know. People within are writer. So upset about what happened and the fan backlash from the Star Wars movies that they're actually talking about kicking Kathleen Kennedy out and basically making it seem like they're talking about using the Force to explain away those 3 movies and be like, no, they didn't happen.
Really?
No joke.
It won't happen.
No, I don't think it will. But the fact that, no, this is something that's allegedly being discussed, like, in offices and stuff that. I don't think it'll actually happen. I agree with you there, Derek. But still, the fact that it's being discussed is indicative of just how poorly received all
that's
of
crazy.
Those
movies
were.
I didn't know any of that. Yeah, I didn't know any of that.
That's odd. That strikes me as a bad fucking call.
That's when you know that you've pissed people off. When you're willing to, like, look at the DC movies. When you're willing to just pretend like certain shit didn't happen. That's when you know you fucked up.
Well, I mean, if the fact that we're gonna get, we're gonna get the Snyder cut of Justice League, and somebody was asking me recently, what's the significance of that? And I go, well. The fact that we had mutant Superman in it with his mutant lip in it, it would have never mattered in the first place because they finished all of Superman's parts. The reason why he was growing a mustache to go do Mission Impossible is because he was done filming. He was done filming.
Yeah.
So that's why it matters because he was done with his part. So all those parts that they reshot to get that fucking to his weird face, it wouldn't have mattered.
And what did they do? They did something in the middle, and then that fucking cell phone camera video at the beginning.
Right.
Why did you waste that time?
Right.
What was the point there?
One more.
And who was it that they? It's a Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon.
And oh, fuck him.
He's another one that I think is too far up his own ass at this point.
Hit or miss for me. Always has been. Always has been. Everybody.
Yeah, he's got good stuff, but it's not all great.
Like the first Avengers, top notch fucking movie. You can go back and watch that. It's no fucking Winter Soldier, but it's fantastic.
Joss Whedon writes stories where everyone has to quip, and that is the wrong way to fucking tell stories, man.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
You need one quippy guy, if you have a quippy person at all.
Your TJ
Maybe
Miller.
Two.
God, he's so good in Underwater. Have you guys watched
that
yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
That movie was so fucking great.
Thank you.
So fucking great.
We got to go back to, we got to circle back to Vivarium. I got to watch Underwater, though.
It's really good.
Fuck, Underwater is so good. I loved it.
So what'd you think of Vivarium?
They did a lot with a little, I think.
Yeah, great description.
I think that's what was going on there.
Great description.
They did really, really a lot with a little. And Eisenberg was not bad.
They let you put in a lot of, like, you had to fill in a lot with your own imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eisenberg got to be the best version of Eisenberg, which is his more calmed version of him. Basically, it's just him talking.
He's got that just below the surface anger still. Like, I think the only time he didn't have that was in Zombieland. Yeah. Elsewise, he's always... He just seems like he's about to be real pissed off. And I like it, too. I think it's fantastic. Like,
well, I remember we've talked about on this show. If he would have been... I don't know what the notes were that went into it. I don't know what his thinking was, what his process was, whatever, into being Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have played Mark Zuckerberg... As Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
That could have been a fucking great
movie. I think that's what they wanted.
I think so, too.
That's what they cast him for, I bet you anything.
I bet anything.
Yeah.
That's why they cast him. And it didn't work out. I don't understand. And maybe
I think it's the direction he took that was the wrong direction. Maybe a lack of knowledge for the source material. Maybe they just...
He just looks like a dude who's probably read a lot of Superman comics.
Maybe Zack Snyder just didn't tell him, hey, buddy, the reason why we cast you to be Lex Luthor is because we love what you did in The Social Network.
Right.
We need you to play that.
So I need to watch The Social Network.
It's a great show.
It's really good.
I'll bet he did great in that because of Fincher. Fincher's one of the best. Yeah. He's another one. Like, Brad Bird... Fincher, Michael Mann, a couple others, like, so good.
I mean, the fact
good.
That The Social Network was made in the first place is amazing, because who is the writer for that? He does The West Wing.
Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah. The fact that it was made is amazing, because I don't know how he writes scripts while he's just constantly balls deep in his own mouth from writing. Just,
I really like Newsroom. I don't think I dislike...
I like Newsroom, too, but I just think the guy blows...
Sorkin's work.
He blows himself while he's writing, though. He knows he's smart.
Didn't he do Studio 60, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was actually a good show. It was on the wrong network.
It
was, and it was airing at the wrong time, because it was on at the same time as 30 Rock, and people mm-hmm. thought they were too similar,
30 Rock
even
is
though they weren't.
Trash, though.
Yeah.
30 Rock is bad.
It has I'm points. Happy to hear you say that.
I hate
so
it.
So many people... Shout from the rooftops how great that show is.
Jane Krakowski is fucking garbage. Yeah. I hate her.
I didn't think it was terrible, but I didn't find it exceptional. I think there's a lot of people out there that had are incredible. Like,
I think Alec Baldwin is really funny in the show.
I think
show.
It's Die his Hard, best, 30 his Rock best fans. Work.
Yeah, I agree.
Torn, every time Rip Torn is on screen is magic.
I was in that.
And I like Tina Fey. I've always enjoyed the stuff that she does.
Also, Jack McBrayer, too. He's really funny in it.
And Tracy Morgan is awesome.
Tracy Morgan's... I mean, the show has the workings to be the best... to be a good show. It's just...
it was inconsistent.
Yeah. It's not good for me.
There were a lot of not good episodes.
Yeah.
But I...
I think because there were some great ones in there.
And it's...
It's because Jack Baldwin saves every episode that he's in, though.
12 years ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
God, it's been a long time now.
They just did a reunion thing here the other day, actually.
I saw that. Yeah. For the Peacock Network.
For the Peacock Network. I haven't
watched
it.
Was it a social distance one where they're all on Zoom or whatever?
Probably. I don't
know.
You know
what they call a female peacock?
I haven't watched it. Oh, God.
No.
It's a peahen.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's...
You thought I was going to say pee cunt, didn't you?
I thought you were going to say a joke, but I didn't know you were going to be genuine there. So,
no, that's one of those ones where you try and get people to think, because you really accentuate the cock. Peacock? You know what they call a female peacock?
You're like, oh, what's that?
Is it pee cunt?
Pee hen.
No.
If somebody says it's is a peak cunt, you go, Jesus, no, it's wow.
Exactly. That's what you're Jesus, no.
It's pee hen.
Wow, jeez.
Wow. What the fuck, man?
What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't even know you.
Like that. I don't even know
you. I don't even want to.
What's wrong with you? I know we've talked about it on the show, but you guys, I am so excited for the Snyder Cut. I actually am genuinely really excited.
Likewise.
Especially if we get the 6 hours.
Likewise.
That's what I'm
gunning for. I want the 6 hours. I want the series.
And once it's released, I'll go ahead and order.
Have you seen the new stuff since though? The new stuff since it's come out?
Well, there was this scene that leaked here just the other day when Superman, whoops, wrong series.
Yeah.
Shows up and talks Superman? To Alfred.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
and it looks great.
So Zack Snyder said first off, his plan was to
Is bring it back true Affleck's coming back?
So okay. Yes. Yes.
Allegedly, we're going there. I man, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, okay. So
in this instance you need to call him Batfleck.
I don't know if I buy that, but some
of the stuff that's been released that is depending on the reception of the series, Ben Affleck has shared
Has expressed interest
in coming back and reprising the role based on how well people actually like the series. He's heard the fans now, though. He's heard the fans say, like, hey, there was some good stuff from Batman versus Superman. You're a great Batman. Do not beat yourself up.
It's okay, man.
He doesn't seem like a trash person. Like, no, he doesn't. Like, he's got his problems.
He's really depressed.
I think he is genuinely depressed.
But like, I don't think he's one of the Hollywood child fuckers, and I don't think he's one of those fucking creepos. No. Like, he's done some dude bro stuff, but so what? He was a little guy for a while. I used to poop in class and watch people smell my juice. Thanks, Bleach Sauce. Thanks for listening.
Wow.
Thanks. New fan, everybody.
I never loved to poop in public myself. I like to go home and do it.
Wait till you see what he says next.
It's a dick. Emoji. It's a dick emoji. A long one.
Oh, we got a 13-year-old on the show.
Mine's only one equal sign.
I think Big Ben was genuinely depressed from the outcry of those movies.
Oh yeah.
That said, to date, he's the best version of Batman that there's been, and I'll fight anyone.
And that nightmare scene.
Yeah.
He was great.
I would agree. Yeah. Honestly.
He was a great Batman.
I know you're listening, great. Ben. We love you.
He's a great Batman.
As Batman and pretty much in everything
Hang
else.
In there, buddy.
The only time I think I didn't like Ben Affleck was the probably back, Mallrats.
Right. The Way Back.
And it's was a Hallmark
movie with the F word in it, but it was an okay movie.
What movie is that?
The Way Back of the basketball. When he goes back.
Reindeer Games.
Coach Basketball.
Reindeer Games is fucking great.
Also, The Sum of All Fears is very underrated. That's a great movie.
Agreed.
Good movie. Thank you.
The Way Back was the last movie I saw in the theater before COVID.
Really?
So here's the thing is, I think Batman vs. Superman, first up, one of the things that hurts it is it's too long. It's just a long movie.
Oh, shit.
There's Wait. Some...
That escalated quickly.
That's nice.
Thanks, Bleach Sauce.
Wow.
I'm glad you're watching.
Maybe go away.
Oh, man, that's... Oof. I don't even know how to... You realize I'm a Jew, right? Like, I don't know how to feel about
that. Is there any way that he posts... Is there any way they post next created the Autobahn?
Christ, I hope so.
You know how hard it was driving the fucking steamroller that fast?
You know, my mom passed away in October, and a few people have asked me about it, and I'm like, oh yeah, she passed away, and they're like, oh, that's pretty sad. I'm like, well, I mean, she died in the war, and they're like what war? I'm like, the Iraq war, and they're like, Jesus, that's pretty cool. And I'm like, well, I mean, she was on the other side. She was a terrorist.
She was a sniper.
She was a terrorist.
She took out 17 adults and 3 children when she did it.
They created cows.
Okay.
I don't understand that joke.
Is that from Frankenstein's Army?
I don't understand that joke.
Weird.
I don't know.
Did you ever see that one? That was a fucked up movie.
I don't get it. But anyway, as you were saying,
Batman
versus Superman. So it has high points. I agree with you. So I did.
And I mean, geez, that warehouse scene is so good.
Oh, it's so good.
I think Ben Affleck genuinely got sad from those and decided he wasn't going to do them.
The big problem.
Remember, he was going to write and direct three Batman
movies. Yeah, they were supposed to do his own Batman movies. Right. And now they're talking about moving them to HBO Max, if I've heard correctly.
So he's expressed interest, from what I've heard, from what I've read on the internets, which everything's true on the internet. He's expressed interest in
Clearly, the Germans created cows in 1943.
He's expressed interest in coming back playing the roles, like playing that role again. And from what I've read on the internet, is that not only has he expressed interest in the role again, but he's actually even expressed interest in doing those movies now.
That'd be awesome.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I think he's going to play it out, though. I think he's smart and he's going to play it out and see.
I think he's a fucking talent.
That's smart. The biggest problem with Batman versus Superman was that people didn't. Okay.
Maybe we don't.
Do we have a.
Yeah, let's not.
Do we have a block button? Because holy shit. The biggest problem with Batman versus Superman, especially when it comes to him, because his Batman, I agree with you.
It was
like,
great.
I really like Christian Bale. I think that the swear to me, like, yeah. I think his Batman voice was a little campy, but I liked the fact that he actually made Bruce Wayne and Batman different people. Yeah. I liked that. The thing about Batfleck was nobody remembered the warehouse scene. Nobody remembered his chemistry with Gal Gadot. Nobody remembered those things. All they remembered was, why did you say that name?
I know.
And that was it.
That's too bad.
Because it was fucking laughable.
Yeah.
But that was the thing that stuck with people.
It's not like he wrote it.
No.
That's the thing.
But dude, that scene where he actually fights Superman in that suit, that was so badass.
It's fucking amazing.
I also love the Do You Bleed? Yeah. You know, just...
It was
his breech load grenade launcher with the fucking.
It was cheesy, but it was good. It was. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Also, I love that they teased. So that was the part that there was parts in the movie I was so excited about. Man, when they teased they teased Under the Red Hood.
Yeah.
With the Robin suit that's all fucked up with Joker, which I didn't like. I didn't like Jared Leto's Joker either. But also,
does anybody like Jared Leto? Like, really?
I like 30 Seconds to Mars. I like that band.
They're okay. Yeah. I don't know that I.
He's another one that there's been a lot of that weird shit come out about. Hang himself with a belt
from a doorknob. 30 Seconds.
No, that was Michael Hutchins, man. In Excess.
No, I know. I was wishful thinking.
That is true.
I know. Same with David Carradine.
Yeah.
You know he was in Kung Fu. He also died with a belt around his neck and his dick.
We covered that in the original Basement Boys podcast. It was very distasteful.
It was.
But it was funny.
One night in Bangkok makes the hard man humble.
Humble?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck me, Freddy.
Yeah. No, I'm genuinely really excited for the... Well, and I also think because of these, we've heard more conversations about Flashpoint, which we've talked about in a past episode, where they can make it work, even with like Rob Pattinson being Batman.
Yeah.
They could tie that universe in. I know they've already gotten Tim Burton on board to be in the new Flashpoint.
You mean Michael Keaton?
Something I was going to say.
Or not, yeah,
Tim Burton's Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Burton's Batman, Michael Keaton. Which I don't... people were like, well, what if they do that? Are they not going to do, like, Thomas Wayne or anything like that? I'm like, well, they still can. Yeah. They could do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They could.
And
still
it's not
have...
like Jeffrey Dean Morgan hasn't explicitly said in several interviews that he's willing to be Flashpoint
Batman.
Well, Jesus.
In fact, they could do it. They could, for all I care, do a cameo with Michael Keaton, tease Batman Beyond, and then move on.
Yeah.
And then have a stupid...
Just have it be something
DC,
that the Flash runs
DC,
past
DC
or something.
DC loves standalone movies, so tease Michael Keaton, show a Batman Beyond, set up that movie. I'll go watch that.
Is,
motherfucking
if the
yar.
Snyder Cut is well-received, it's wide open for
it
them.
Really
There's
is.
A lot they can do. There really is. And especially with, like you said, I know I wasn't here for the Flashpoint discussion, but... Especially with Flashpoint.
Oh, yeah.
There is a whole fucking
kinda,
wide array
well,
of
kind of like with Secret Wars.
Yeah,
they could
exactly.
Just, they
and
could
same.
Just fuck with
there's
whatever.
There's all sorts of shit they could do with it.
And I know I've said it before, but they really need to be careful with both Aquaman and Wonder Woman if they do Flashpoint, because you could ruin all the goodwill that those two have built up. Because those two have done something with those characters that they shouldn't fuck up. And Wonder Woman is a goddamn war criminal.
Right.
In Flashpoint.
Yeah.
And And I don't think Aquaman's too far behind, but he's kind of a dick all the time anyway. Yeah.
I also like Ezra Miller, and I think doing a Flashpoint movie with Ezra Miller as the Flash was still good. I think he worked in...
I feel bad I'm not a fan.
I mean, I don't... My pick for him was Adam Brody.
I can see that.
I like Adam Brody as a Flash anyways.
I can see that.
He wasn't my first pick, but I feel like he still did okay in the movie.
Oddly enough, I think the guy that plays Huey in The Boys wouldn't be a bad choice for a Flash character.
Oh, Jack Ryan?
Jack Quaid.
Dennis Quaid's boy.
Meg Ryan's.
I think that he would be a decent Flash character.
He would be a good Flash, yeah. So, I mean, I would still almost watch it.
Yeah.
I would also be okay with... you guys remember... So, like... People can shit on DC movies all they want, but the DC cartoon movies are far and by superior. Dude,
Gotham
to
by
the
Gaslight,
right? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the DC cartoon movies are so much better than anything Marvel's done cartoon wise.
Oh yeah,
any day.
And I prefer their comics.
It's not even close.
So here's my idea for DC. I just actually came up with it right now. Instead of doing any of these for the theaters, why not let the Snyder Cut play out through HBO Max and then do all these things that we're saying? HBO Max. Why even compete? Yeah, I mean...
Wonder Woman may not have made a ton of money, but it still made a lot of money.
I'll go see Wonder Woman 84.
Oh, absolutely.
So will I.
Not a lot I'm going to go to the theater for anymore, but I'll go see another Wonder Woman
movie.
They're
still good. They would still make it a ton of cash on HBO Max.
Yeah. Or if they did the $20 on-demand thing for 75 days or whatever, and then dropped it onto streaming services. Yeah. That's cool, too. You know,
maybe HBO Max gets into the mix. Maybe we rent those movies through HBO Max, and then they're available.
Well, I'll tell you what. We get this second round of stimulus checks. I said it before, but this time around, I'm going to go buy an 86-inch TV.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for me to go to the movie theater anymore. Really?
That's true. Not with the amount of content that you have access to.
Is the stimulus check thing happening? Is that a thing?
Allegedly, yet?
There is going to be another one. It's just a matter of getting... But they'll go into recess for all of August.
I don't understand Congress and be able to do that.
Not when we're supposed to be, like...
Not helping America. Not now that they're getting paid $300,000 a piece per year to govern us.
Yeah, these fucking... The summer recess shit, it's like...
I'm not opposed to another stimulus check, though.
Oh, I'll take the stimulus money. Give it to me all day long. I don't care.
Yeah. Hmm?
Money's money. Print it all day long. Ben Stein says print money. I don't care.
Just keep printing it.
Print it.
I mean, at this point... I'll take your... What are you stopping at now?
Funny money? I don't care.
And if you go use it to buy a TV, that's great.
Yeah, that's fucking I'm stimulating the economy.
You are.
Right there.
And you get a TV out of it.
Yeah.
I can pay off some bills. No big deal.
That's what we did. We'd pay bills. That's it.
Costco has an 86-inch right now for like $1,700.
That's not that bad.
That's not bad.
Or maybe $1,800. But it's still... That's
not that bad.
We paid... $1,800, I think, 5-6 years ago when we bought our 70-inch. So I'm getting 16 more inches. That's a lot. That's like a bunch more equal signs there.
Phrasing! Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
Thank you.
What's that?
Phrasing.
16 inches.
I'm getting 16 inches. Really?
He referenced his own dick. He said that's so many more equal signs.
He's talking to Bleach Sauce.
Oh, fuck.
We need to circle back to the Bill Hicks thing next episode.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot to unpack.
It is. Yeah, it's probably an hour in and of itself.
Realistically, I can come back for the next one.
You want to?
Oh, I would love to.
Oh,
you're welcome. I enjoy this more than most of the things that I do with my free time, honestly.
Yeah, we'd love you.
Welcome, I'm here.
I actually do. Because he's my brother.
No, I...
No, we'd love to have you back.
I've got my 4-year-old that's it's getting close to time for bed.
I thought Mara was going to make a big deal out of me leaving. She's just like, bye, Dad.
Dude, Annabelle was pissed.
Awesome.
Straight up. I went home and she was just getting ready to leave with my mom. And she was like, Daddy, are you here? And I was like, well, I am, but I have to go because I'm doing my podcast. And Daddy, I don't want you to leave. She's at that stage right now where she does not like me not being around her.
Oh, right.
And yeah.
It's cute as fuck, but,
I think she gets tired of me.
Sometimes
get over it, right?
Sometimes I have to not be around. It's, it's the way that it goes.
I'm sure my dog really...
My daughter's a big daddy's girl.
Woo!
I'm sure my dog really... Whip, whip, whip,
whip. Oh.
Wrong one. Fuck. There we go.
So sad, bro.
All right. So, I'm talking to you, Bleach Sauce. Patreon.com/timespentpoorly.
Yeah.
Become a Patreon. Support
Bleach
what you
Sauce
love.
Is our one
obviously,
patron.
Obviously, you love us. So,
you're an anti-Semite, but I'll take your money.
That's right. If you go to timespentpoorly.com/fun or tspn.fun for that matter, you can find all of our content over there from all of our shows. We have a litany of shows at this point. We've got sports program, we've got wrestling, we've got the Time Spent Poorly show with all of these folks. We have Time to Go Mad, some show that I do with a guy named Joe from San Antonio.
Joe Madness.
Yeah, I trolled him for a while because he trolled us, sort of, when I gave him our show to listen to. He didn't like Chris's voice.
Nobody likes my voice.
He's a real cool guy.
He is a real cool guy. No, but we're tight now. We're bros. Anyway, we do a show every Thursday. And
God,
it's
help you, Ward.
It's fun. I have a good time. We also have a YouTube page, youtube.com/timespentpoorly, facebook.com. And Instagram.com/TimeSpentPoorlyNetwork. Our Twitter handles are TSPN.fun, that's me. Derek on TSPN, that's Derek, obviously. And at Huds Magruder, right over here, old Huds himself. And I think that is about all we have. Brother Ron joining us this episode. He does not have a Twitter. He's probably the smartest one in the room.
Follow me on Instagram at TheRealRonWarner.
There you go. Thanks again for joining us, everybody. Thanks, Ron, for coming on the show today. We'll see you next week or next episode. So there. Later.
Time spent.